Amen. Good morning, church family. Good morning, church family. Amen. Are we glad to be here today? Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. For he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Because he is an awesome God. Amen. 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 Our call to worship scripture today comes from Proverbs 16, verse 3, verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning. Father, we come asking that you be with us. And Father, we know that you already are. But we want you to have your way in this service today. We want you to reach who you need to reach. We want you to touch who you need to touch. And Father God, we need you to speak to whom you need to speak to. For we know that you would do this, Lord God, in such a way that when you do it, we'll know that it's you. Because the power that you possess is beyond the power that any of us in here can comprehend. For Father, you are such an awesome God that you do things in such a manner that all would see and know that is you. So today in this service, have your way, Lord God. Use us how you see fit, Lord God, for we are your children. Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, asking that you lead us, guide us, teach us, and speak to us. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 We'll now have hymn 275.
Thank you.
now have responsive reading.
Good morning. Our responsive reading is number 50 of the African American hymnal entitled Victory, the New Testament. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has shown strength of the sun. He has scattered the proud.
He has brought down the powerful from their throne and lifted up the lowly. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It is truly a wonderful blessing for each and every one of us to be here today. I know I say that every Sunday, but he woke you up. Darren, I thought you said you weren't coming. You were in Birmingham. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. But he woke you up this morning. I was getting ready to say, and he started you on your way. Darren, he really started you on your way. You flew here. My goodness. This Sunday, after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continues, last Sunday was just such a beautiful Sunday. I said to Deacon Martin just a moment ago, if our folks would just get up and come to church.
Amen.
I just said that to him because the church was loaded last Sunday. We were fine, but it's okay. It's okay because God said, where a few of us come together and get together in his name, it's all good. So it's all good today, and Flo asked me, was I smiling so today? I have a lot to smile about today, church. I do. It is my pleasure to welcome our visitors, some we haven't seen in a minute at this time. So if you're visiting with us, if we haven't seen you in a while, if you want to get up and say good morning, you can. I'm not calling you out. We're just glad to see you. But if you're visiting with us this morning, please stand and be acknowledged. Very well. We're one big happy family that you're going to stand. Brenda's touching you. You need to go ahead and get on up and say good morning with us today. And if you haven't been here in a while, we're so glad to see your face. Don't be distant. Come back again. Thank you. Church, I pause for just a moment. Alabama is not exempt from anything. I want us to pray for the Dadeville community. I want us to stop today and pray for the Dadeville community. Last night in Dadeville, there was a Sweet 16 party that they held in Dadeville, and there was a mass shooting at this party. We've kind of been, Alabama's kind of been safe so far, so we thought. There were four people killed and numerous individuals injured. They do have the person in custody. You'll hear more about it today as we move on, but a mass shooting is never good. And we need to find a way to get rid of these guns. We really do. But please pray for the Dadeville community. They're going through right now, and it's a small community. So I'm sure that the high school tomorrow, when they go to school tomorrow, they said they're going to have counselors for the students. I'm sure that they will need counselors for the students, but we're going to pray for them. Layman's Fellowship Meeting. Layman's Fellowship Meeting is scheduled for next Saturday, April the 22nd at 9 o'clock a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Now, layman, even if you're not a layman, you might want to become a layman because they're going to have an old-school home-cooked breakfast. Reverend, you're invited, too. It's going to be prepared by the Sinkfields and the Warmack families, and I know they're going to throw down. Poor women, we can't go. But please RSVP with Daryl. I think you all have already started RSVPing with him, indicating your availability to attend. They're inviting all men of the church, I understand. So please, it's next Saturday, and it's at 9 o'clock a.m. Our birthdays and our anniversaries are in the bulletin. Please join us immediately following service in the fellowship hall to congratulate our church officers for serving First Congregational Christian Church, and especially to meet and greet Reverend and Mrs. Minister Robinson. Reverend Robinson has agreed to serve as our transitional supply pastor. Church, that deserves a praise slap. This means, church, that he's going to be with us every Sunday now as we move forward. And we're going to, for stability, we needed some stability. And the deacons are shaking their head, yes. So he's going to be with us as we move forward. This time, church, we're going to take our time. We're going to get this right. So Pastor Robinson, Minister Robinson, we're saying thank you for accepting the challenge. Thank you for being with us, helping to move us forward. And praise God for you. We praise God for you and what you're going to do for us. So thank you. My thought for the week is simple. It is be blessed, church. And while you're being blessed, I want you to bless someone else.
Me the red, oh, just His name dries tears from my eyes. Oh, Jesus, Heavenly Father, He satisfies. Oh, Lamb of God, I come in this land, in this land of strife and woe. I am pleasing, pleasing for your mercy and your spirit you give, I know. When I'm trusting the hard block of a calling, sometimes rallying, sometimes falling, I want Jesus, Jesus the Heavenly Father, to lead the way. Just Jesus, just Jesus. Bring your burden in His name, release. His name release us. No dark clouds may rise. His name take your tears from my eyes.
Heavenly Father, He is satisfied. Amen. Anybody here want Jesus to be satisfied with your works? Huh? You know, we always sing that song, I'm satisfied with Jesus, but is Jesus satisfied with you? Huh? Amen. Amen. Let's make sure that He's satisfied with our works. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you again today. For Father, we know that you are a loving, kind, merciful, just, and righteous God. Father, we know that you can do no wrong. You cannot err. So we come to you today, Lord God, bringing all of our issues today. For we live now in a world that's dying. We live now in a world that is treacherous. We live now in a world that desires to kill the soul. We are fighting every day on every hand. When we leave our homes, we're going out in the midst of things that we thought that we would never see. We're living now in those times when mothers are against daughters and daughters are against mothers. We're living in those times when fathers are against sons and sons are against fathers. Father, we're even now living in a time, Lord God, when men are confused about who they are and women are confused about who they are. We struggle with so much today that, Father, it can be almost impossible to make it through the struggles and the trials of life. But, Father, we have one thing with us that give us the power to make it through all of these things. And, Father, that one thing is you. So we come today, Lord, to lay all of our cares, all of our issues, all of our circumstances, all of our troubles, all of our trials, all of our battles at your feet. We ask now that you take them, Lord God. Give us strength to run this race. Give us the know-how of how to come through and how to go over and sometimes how to dig our way out. Give us what we need to make it through this time. For surely we are living in the last days. But we know that you are a God who covers and who gives power. So we ask now that you cover and keep us. and give us power. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Our Father God, we come to you, Lord God, to give these gifts unto you. And we pray, Father God, that you use them for the edification of your kingdom. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. Let every heart say amen.
your sister don't moan. Pharaoh's army, all of them men got drowned in the sea one day. Yes, they did.
Come on, we can do better than that. I wanted a little bit more of that. Amen. Oh, come on. God, a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. If I could sing in that tune, I would have took that song. Amen. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Because we have a Savior who's able to conquer any enemy. He's able to overcome any situation. Huh? He's able to see us through anything. I'm just talking to myself. Amen. Amen. I can feel the fire. Shut up in my bones. And I just want to holler out. Thank you, sir. Anybody want to tell him thank you? Huh? Do you really want to tell him thank you? Don't let me pump nor prime you. I just want to know, do you really want to tell him thank you, sir, for all that you've done? Hallelujah. 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 I'm not going to push you. Amen. I just can feel something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come today to say thank you, Lord God, for this message that you have today. And we pray, Father God, that you use me according to your will and not allow my will to override your will. For if you need your people to hear something, they can only hear if you speak to them. If I speak to them, I speak to them amiss. But if you speak to them, it'll find fertile ground. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, we won't be before you long. I know I got about 19 minutes, maybe 20. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Acts. Chapter 2 of the book of Acts. And we're finishing up with our series, Jesus Becoming Lord. And we're on part 3 of that. And if I had a title for this message, it would be A Divine Shift. A Divine Shift. Acts chapter 2. And it reads, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then if you skip down to verse 36, and it says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Just for a few minutes, we'd like to talk about the subject, A Divine Shift. And this particular scripture, as we know, is a very popular scripture. It's very familiar among Christians. The scripture has been analyzed by all types of scholars and historians. It has been exegeted by all types of theologians. It has been taught by many different teachers from many different doctrines. And some have even gone as far as to create a doctrine from this particular scripture. And some of them have even erred in their creating of their doctrine because they teach that you cannot go to heaven if you can't speak in tongues, and they use this scripture as their foundation. But this scripture is a portion of Joel's prophecy, where Joel said that God will pour out his flesh, pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And this was in preparation to get us prepared for the last day, for the events that would take place in the last day. It was to get us ready for mission work during the period of time that we yet live in. Amen. This scripture was to help us to get prepared for what is to come. But it wasn't just for that. It was also a scripture to show us something that perhaps many of us have missed. Yeah. We missed it because we didn't look at it with our spiritual eye. We look at it with our carnal eye. What are you talking about, Reverend? This event was a powerful thing. It was a beautiful thing. It was a phenomenon. But I want us to focus on the providential portion of the phenomenon, because we must take in consideration the triune Godhead when we look at this particular event. And when we look at the triune Godhead, we see that in that triune Godhead, there was a shift that took place. I hope I'm not talking over your heads. There was a shift that took place in order for this event to take. Many times we fail to realize that things happen in the natural after it happens in the supernatural. In other words, there's something that goes on in heaven that causes things to happen on earth. And when we look at this phenomenon, we must understand that something of a powerful nature had to have taken place in order for this to take place. Well, never in the Bible have we seen where it says that the Spirit came in the room like a rushing mighty wind. Remember, if you go back in the Old Testament, before now, God only chose selected men to allow his Spirit to be a part of it, in order for God to manifest his power through those men. But here now, God chooses to pour out his Spirit and pour out his Spirit amongst all who are in the room. He didn't select a few people. He poured his Spirit out on all those who were in the room and who was on one accord. Well, how did this come to be about? Why did this happen? If we look at text and at the old scriptures, we will find that God was doing some things and setting some things up so that we will see what God will be doing in the time in which we live. I come to argue the point that some supernatural things took place in heaven to cause this to happen on earth. I came to tell you that God is changing things so that we will be prepared for the day that we live in. And when we talk about this, we have to be careful on how we argue that there was a shift, because we must remember that God and Jesus are all the same. So theologically, I got to be careful because we remember that God and Jesus are the same, and then the Bible says that God is immutable, which means that God can't change. Whoever God is who God is. And God will always be who God is. There's no changing in God. So when we talk about a shift, we can't say that God and Jesus change places, because God and Jesus are the same person. So we have to be careful on how we talk about the shift. But then when we look at the triune Godhead, we have to understand the function of those who are members of the triune Godhead. We can't pass over. We must look at the three people that are in the triune Godhead. And when we look at the three people in the triune Godhead, we see that God is the master. But if we look in Jeremiah chapter 30, we find that God is trying to set up something when he talks to the prophet about how he will rescue Israel and Judah. God said, I will take my
And I'll place my spirit on the inside. And you will let me be your Lord because I will be on the inside of you. He establishes a new covenant with man. So God said, I will take my spirit in this new covenant and I will place it inside of you. No longer will I allow you to just look at the laws and disobey me because there's nothing in you that's governing you. Because y'all know how we are. We need some help. Huh? I know Reverend Robinson needs some help. Let's be honest. I have a strong will, and sometimes I'm hard-headed. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just talking about myself. God said, I will place something in you that will help you to be able to go through the trials and tribulations of life, to help you be able to deal with things and know that your God is still with you so you won't easily fall prey to your enemy. God said, in order for me to do this thing, I have to do something that I haven't done before. He said, I got to set up a new covenant with you. And in order for me to be able to place myself in you, something must transform. He said, because remember, I don't dwell in an unclean temple. But I won't take your will from you either. If God is not going to take your will from you, and he does not dwell in unclean temples, which means he does not deal in sinful situations. That means God must do something different in order so he can stay in you and not leave you when you sin. Oh, y'all can help me today. I'm talking about it. He said that I must do something to help them with that flesh that they're dealing with in order for me to stay inside of them. I must do something to make sure that I don't leave. He says, I'll do this. He said, I will raise up a king out of the house of David. I will raise up a Lord out of the house of David. And I will take that Lord and that king and I'll sacrifice him for them. I will use the purity of his blood to wash them clean so that when the time comes and they sin, I won't leave them because I can't see their sins. All I see is the blood of Jesus. Well, somebody ought to have been shouting. Or some of us are sitting on the way to church today. Some of us are going to sin when we leave. Amen. But guess what? God's still going to be with you. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to give God some praise. He says, I have to do something, Reverend, that's different. I have to take that blood that is shed by Jesus and make sure that that blood is all that I see. I must establish something that'll keep me in with them and they'll never lose me. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He says, I would take Jesus and make Jesus the cleaner. See, before now, Jesus was not the cleaner of souls. Before now, Jesus brought the sinners to God. And God cleansed the soul and forgave the sin. But now Jesus is now the cleanser and the Holy Ghost is the bringer. Oh, somebody ought to give God some praise. Because now the Holy Ghost brings you to Jesus. Jesus cleans you, and God forgives you of your sin. Somebody ought to give God some praise. In this text, we see that God is changing some things to make sure that we stay within what he's building when he talks in Jeremiah about establishing a new covenant. The shift calls this to happen. The shift calls the spirit to fall upon all flesh. And now because of the shift, we don't need a priest to be made clean. Because of the shift, you don't need a preacher to be made whole. All you have to do is fall on your knees and call out the name of Jesus, and God will make you whole. Somebody ought to give God some praise. He set it up so that we would not fall. He set it up so that his son would get the glory. He set it up so he can stay with us and not leave us because of our shortcomings. Look at the text. The text says that they were all on one accord. And when they were all on one accord, then he came. Because the covenant that God has set up, if we are on one accord, God said, I will use you to do some things you never thought could be done. All right. Sister Fortin's got to be talking about the number of people in the church. God don't need a whole lot of people in church. He says, well, there's two or three gathered in my name. He said, there I will be also. And if he's there with us and he has all power in the palm of his hand, then all we need is a couple of people to move mountains. Somebody ought to be shouting, all we need is a couple of people to part a sea. All we need is a couple of people who can pull down strongholds. All we need is a couple of people who can call on his name, and he will show up with all power in them. Jesus is Lord because God set it up to be so in order that we can stay locked in until the day that he comes. We haven't gotten to the latter part of Joel's prophecy. We haven't gotten to those days that are so bad. And we don't know when they're coming. But if you pay attention to the news, you see it's coming fast. It's like a locomotive on the track. Every time you turn the TV on, there's a disaster. Every time you turn the TV on, there's something about war. North Korea shooting missiles into the sea in Japan, causing issues. Every time you turn the TV on, you see that the hand of God is moving. We got to get ready because the covenant is here and we have what God intends for us. Jesus is Lord. And his divine shift has locked us in. The Holy Ghost's job is to lock us into the body of Christ until Christ returns. He'll lock us into the covenant where we can now be free because we are not ashamed of the God we serve. Anybody here know the God that I'm talking about? Yes. Anybody here experience the God that I'm talking about? The God who will pull you through when no one else can help you. The God who will make a way out of no way. The God who will shine light in your darkness. The God who will lower your mountains. The God who will raise your valleys. The God who will give you strength to go through the hillside. Somebody ought to give God some praise and give. This covenant that he set up is a covenant that'll keep us safe. That'll keep us safe. Because sometimes the weight of the world is so heavy that we want to give up. Sometimes you feel like the weight of the world is standing on your shoulder and you can't find any relief. sometimes you just feel like you're spinning your wheels in mud. And things won't get better. Every time you turn around, situation. Every time you turn around, another circumstance. Every time you turn around, another obstacle. Something placed in your way. A stumbling block. But God said, if you're in this covenant, no matter what you go through, I will give you the power to overcome. I'll give you the power to do things that you never knew you can do. What are you talking about, Reverend? So many people caught up on these people speaking in unknown tongues. When they actually spoke in known tongues. Without being taught. If you was French, they were speaking in your language without being taught. If you were Spanish, they can communicate to you without being taught. If you were from Mexico, they can speak your language without being taught. They spoke in known tongues in order so they can take the message of God to a dying world. Without being God said, I will give you the ability to do things that you never thought that you could do. I'll give you the power, the knowledge, and the strength to do things that no other man can do if you are in covenant. If you submit yourself to Jesus, if you give yourself to Jesus, if you allow the Holy Ghost to bring you to Jesus, I'm going to tell you, that's the only way that you can be brought. I don't care how knowledgeable that pastor is. I don't care where he sits. He can talk to you till you're blue in the face. If the Holy Ghost don't dissect what he's saying and it feeds your soul, you're not coming. The Holy Ghost will bring you to Jesus. Jesus will cleanse you, and God will forgive you of your sin. And the Holy Ghost will lock you into that covenant until the end of time. Somebody give God some praise. Jesus is Lord. The shift took place for you and I. It didn't just take place to make things look grand in the Bible. It took place so it can pull you into the body of God. No matter what you deal with, the Holy Spirit has more power to bring you to Jesus. And nothing can stop Jesus from cleansing you. And God is the master who will forgive all sins, past, present, and future. But guess what? You will sin again. As long as you're wrapped in flesh, you will sin again. But thank God for making a way where we can still receive salvation by making this shift happen to lock us in the body. Give God the praise. Glory be to God. I'm done. I wanted it to be more of a shouting message, but God wanted it to be more of a teaching message. Thank God for the shift. Thank God for thinking about me and you. For considering us, our strengths, and our weaknesses to make a way of escape for each and every last one of us. The doors of the church are now open. If there would be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God. Amen. The Bible says, find God while he is near. For surely there shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors are still open.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. It's always a beautiful thing when you see another soul coming to God. Amen. Because the Bible says to train up a child in the way that he should go. Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't bring him to God, you can't train him up. Amen. You can only give him instructions. We are failing our children in the school system because we're not showing them who God is. If we take them to God as she's done today with her son, our world will be a better place. Amen. I just feel like keep going on, but I'm going to go ahead and sit down. But before I sit down and do the benediction, I want to thank Reverend Tony Ward for coming to be with us today. Amen, amen, amen. He told me that, brother, I'm coming to see you. He's one of the young men who was with me when I was in Troy. He was my minister of music. Amen. Amen. He said, Reverend, I want to come and be with you today. He's a beautiful soul, so I thank him for coming. Amen. I thought he was going to bring his wife to be with him, but I see that she's not with him. Amen. And so we thank you for being with us, brother. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads as they're coming forward, delighting. Father God, we thank you now for this day. We thank you for all which we have experienced here today, and we pray that something was said to help someone along the way. And we pray, Father, that your power would abide in them and abide with them, and that your power would keep us all as we leave, Lord God, today. Go with us. Go before us, Lord God, for we know that the enemy is busy and that he's waiting on us. But we know as long as we have you, we have the power to overcome him, and we have the power to defeat him. So we ask now that you be with us, that you cover us and keep us. As in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen.